from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Stephanie Martin. A seismic shakeup today at the Oakland Police Department. Police Chief Howard Jordan issued a statement saying that, for medical reasons, he's retiring from the OPD after 24 years of service. We're joined now by Golden Gate University Law School Dean Emeritus Peter Keene, a former member of the San Francisco Police Commission. Mr. Keene, Chief Jordan, who's just 43 years old, didn't really say what his medical issues are. But back in March, when former Baltimore Police Commissioner Thomas Frazier was brought in to oversee department compliance issues, you said that you suspected that Jordan would be seeking greener pastures right about now. So I take it that this announcement to you might not be a surprise?
It's not at all a surprise. Chief Jordan has been in an absolutely untenable position now for some period of time. Under the consent decree in the federal courts, which is overseen by Judge Thelton Henderson, the federal court has been threatening for almost a year now to put the Oakland Police Department under federal receivership because of its not complying with a number of the agreements that were made in the consent decree with the city of Oakland. And Thomas Frazier, who was appointed as the compliance officer by Judge Henderson, has in effect been the power behind the Oakland Police Department since his appointment. He has the power to override the chief's decisions. He has the power to fire the chief. So Chief Jordan really has not been chief except in name only ever since the compliance officer was named. And so he's being pulled in that direction. Now we have the report by former Los Angeles Police Chief Bratton, which presumably is going to have all sorts of other demands that are going to be made on the Oakland Police Department. In addition to that, you add a third layer in regard to Mayor Gene Kwan, who, in terms of the chemistry between her and Chief Jordan as to whether or not he sees her as backing her up, it's not been a great chemistry. So Jordan has been pulled in three separate directions, both by the federal court and now by whatever Chief Bratton's report is going to be, and by Mayor Kwan. So his position has been totally untenable. I'm surprised that he's stuck it out this long, and it's not at all any great surprise at all that he is leaving. There's nothing really he can do there.
So now we have interim chief, the assistant chief, Anthony Toribio. He's a 23-year veteran of the department. But with so many cooks in the kitchen, so to speak, will he or whoever's brought in next really have any power?
I don't think that Assistant Chief Toribio is going to be able to make any difference here, particularly since he is not going to be the appointed police chief. He's just going to be some interim person. And the main person actually who's running the Oakland Police Department is Thomas Frazier, the compliance officer. So if things were to be done on sort of an upright way now, the most direct way of doing things would be to just have Thomas Frazier move into the chief's office and run the Oakland Police Department in name as well as in effect, as he's been doing ever since he's been named as compliance officer by Judge Henderson. The other thing that may happen is Judge Henderson sees that this puts the consent decree further back from the progress it has not been making, Judge Henderson can just say, okay, the Oakland Police Department is going into federal receivership. He's been threatening that for a year. So he's going to have to either deliver or do something else. And if it goes into federal receivership, then we're on totally uncharted grounds in terms of a major city's police department being under the receivership of a federal court. In effect, it's that way now with the compliance officer, Mr. Frazier, running the department.
What do you see happening?
I see that somewhere there has to be some sort of accord made between Mayor Kwan and Thomas Frazier together as to what is the best direction of the Oakland Police Department. I think Mayor Kwan, this is hindsight, but a few years ago, she should have directly taken on and tried to implement some of those provisions of the consent decree of the federal court, then get the federal court off the back of the Oakland Police Department and try and dig them out of the problems that they're in now. Until that happens, that is, that there is some sort of alliance between Mayor Kwan and the compliance officer, Thomas Frazier, and an agreement on the direction in which the Oakland Police Department is going to go, the department is just going to founder around more and more and get itself into further turmoil.
Anthony Batts, the chief before Jordan, only lasted about 2 years, and Jordan's tenure, if you count his months as interim chief, was just about a year and a half. What does it do to a department's rank and file to keep changing leaders like this?
Oh, this has a terrible effect upon the rank and file morale of a department. To have three chiefs within 2 years, and also to have a chief that was seen as not having the backing of the mayor, that was certainly what was seen during the whole movement problem of demonstrations a while ago and in regard to Chief Jordan not having the mayor's backing. So I think the Oakland Police Department, individual members, they're going to have a really tough time trying to deal with this. Mainly, they're going to be trying to figure out who really runs this place, if anybody, and where is it going.
Who do you think runs the place?
Well, right now, nobody runs the place. In effect, the power lies in the hands of Thomas Frazier, but he's an officer of the court, the federal courts. He doesn't want to be the day-to-day police chief of Oakland. He may be forced to do that if things just keep spiraling downhill, as they have been doing. But it's not a great way to run a police department, to have this indirect way of making decisions through a federally appointed compliance officer that then attempts to channel things through both a mayor and a police chief. You got to get some of these cooks out of the way and just have one person stirring the pot.
As we talk about Thomas Frazier and his role as compliance director, it's probably worth reminding folks what he's in charge of doing.
Yeah. Thomas Frazier's role as compliance director goes back to a consent decree that the city of Oakland entered into with the federal courts, going back 10 years, having to do with a bunch of scandals regarding brutality by Oakland Police Department officers and a whole host of things that were scandals back at that time. And a number of reforms were supposed to be implemented by the Oakland Police Department. None of these reforms have really been implemented. And Federal Judge Thelton Henderson, his patience has been running out over the course of these last few years, particularly over the course of the last 6 or 7 months ago, where he made the direct threat, either the consent decree is going to have some progress or the Oakland Police Department is going to go into federal receivership. I think with this happening, you move closer and closer towards federal receivership of the Oakland Police Department. And what that's going to mean, in effect, is Thomas Frazier, the compliance officer, being de facto police chief of Oakland.
So for Oakland residents, I mean, just yesterday you had the headline that Oakland has the unfortunate title of robbery capital of America. You've got, you know, cell phones being snatched right out of people's hands, purse snatchings, because criminals basically know they can get away with it. What are they to make of this?
The people of Oakland, I think, are going to go into a great deal of further dismay upon hearing this news, because the whole experience of the Oakland Police Department and the crime situation in Oakland over the course of the last couple of years has been very dismal. And what they have been hoping for is some sort of effective movement by the mayor's office and the police department to address some of these major crime concerns. This is something that goes just in the opposite direction and throws the whole department into disarray and throws the ability of the city and the department to engage with these criminal problems into even further disarray.
Would it have been better for Jordan to have stayed on?
I don't think it would have mattered if Chief Jordan stayed on. As soon as Judge Henderson had made Mr. Frazier the compliance officer and gave him full power over the Oakland Police Department, including the power to fire Chief Jordan, which he has, that essentially neutered Chief Jordan. So it wouldn't have made any difference except in the cosmetic appearance of whether or not Oakland is indeed trying to solve the problem of its police department. This sort of makes it clear that no one is driving the bus and it's just heading towards a ravine.
Could there be an upside to this, the fact that they've more or less what it looks like given up on people from within the department trying to solve the department's problems?
Every cloud has a silver lining. Maybe if someone can be brought in from the outside who is a very effective administrator and is given the full power to address the problems, that could have some potential for progress. The problem there is you have this divided power control in terms of the federal court and the compliance officer, Mr. Frazier, really having the power over whoever is brought in. So I think any really good police chief candidate around the country who might be looking around for a job, who would look at Oakland, take a look at what the situation is there now, saying, I'm going to come in and I'm going to be working for someone who could fire me tomorrow, who's been appointed by a federal court judge, and any decision I make could be unraveled by that person. I don't think so. I don't think this is going to be a situation that's going to draw many people of quality because it's such an unenviable type, no-win position.
What about drawing officers of quality in terms of recruiting rank and file?
Well, there are many good rank-and-file officers in Oakland and in mid-level positions there. They would be more likely to want to move up into the position than someone from the outside. But whether or not they'd be more effective than Howard Jordan, who was an excellent Oakland police officer for many years with a fine reputation, a good administrator who was completely undermined in his ability to do anything. I don't see this changing in any way for any new person who might come up through the Oakland ranks to take the job as chief, no matter how talented that person might be.
Peter Keene, thank you.
Nice to be here.
Golden Gate University Law School Dean Emeritus Peter Keene. And I'm Stephanie Martin. More news online at kqednews.org.